Morning, everyone. It's Ron. I'm sitting at my computer desk looking at iTunes right now and going through the podcast that I subscribe to, and I noticed that a lot of people have put out podcasts relatively recently, unlike myself. I went down to the Greenway Trail this last Wednesday and ran with Laura for an hour, and we did some recording. And what I'm going to do is just put that on a podcast. So I hope you enjoy it. It's going to be Lost Trail Runner number 105. So see you later. Okay, we're now recording. Incomplete recording. Finish processing. Cancel. Well, let's see. We're still recording. Okay.
Are we?
All right, so now we'll do some recording during this run for a podcast. And your birthday was yesterday, and you got what for your birthday?
A Garmin Vivo Active that something just happened to. What happened? Oh, maybe I...
Did you pause it?
Okay, no, I'm getting used to it.
Oh.
Because it's a touchscreen thingy.
Oh, touchscreen ones are sometimes a pain, because all you got to do is look at it. Okay, are we gonna...
I'm going.
They stopped. So you got the, what's it called, a Vivo Active?
Vivo Active.
And this is the second time you've used it?
Second.
Or the third time?
Second time. I used it at lunch today.
And how far did you go?
1.59 or...
Walking, right?
Yeah, I'm on my run. And this is my second time.
Well, now that you've got a new watch,
I'm going to add some programs in there, because I'm going to try, which I am not the most technically advanced person in the world, so I'm going to go in there and try to add a 5K workout. Where I
you
am.
Mean a training program? That's easy.
Easy for people that know what they're doing.
Well, you go on Garmin Connect, then you go to the calendars, and over on the left-hand side, it'll say something like find a program.
Right.
You click on it, and it'll give you a list of 5Ks, 10Ks, half, full, and it'll have them with or without a heart monitor.
Which this came.
So if you got a heart monitor, so what you do is you select the one with the heart monitor.
That might be too technical for me.
It's not too technical. And the thing is, what you do is you go in there and mess around with it until you learn it.
Right.
You don't go, oh, this is too hard, and just quit. You just screw around with it.
Right. And see what works and what doesn't.
Yeah.
This one, because I had the Vivo Fit.
Right.
Which I still have.
Uh-huh.
But it didn't have as much.
Well, for some reason, your Vivo Fit
could never
see it on Garmin Connect either.
But now I got this one set up, so I can do challenges and other things.
Yeah.
And then, I forgot what I was going to say. But I have.
And I can keep track of you.
Yeah, I know. I don't know if I want that or not. But I haven't run anything. Any races And we have...
You ran a 5K sometime.
I think that was in...
How long ago was that?
I think it was in March or April.
Well, it was before Peachtree, so...
Yeah. So...
And you didn't get to run Peachtree.
Right. And then... The Kaiser Permanente 5K.
When's that?
Was put on by Jeff Galloway.
When is it?
It's September something.
That's about a month.
It's a little over a month. I think it's...
Is that why you're going to do a 5K training program?
Yes.
They'll probably have like beginners and intermediates also training programs.
Yeah.
So you don't want a beginner...
I might want to be here. Plus, thinking about going to my 30-year class reunion.
Where is that, in Orlando?
Yeah.
Bishop Moore?
I haven't decided.
30 years?
Yeah, that's how old you are.
Jeez.
That's how old you are. I'm pretending that I'm not that old.
Well, Rob's going to his 10-year.
Oh. Yeah. That's when I start feeling old. Or when
See, he graduated in 2005.
Or when people that you work with that had kids while you were working with them and their kids are going to college.
Or 2006. 2005, 2006. Must be 2006 because so you only graduated 20 years before Rob.
Yes. Yes, that is a true fact.
You're the oldest and he's the youngest.
Yep. Well, I don't know when Ryan is.
What?
What year did he graduate?
98. Yep.
So his 20 will be in 18.
Yep.
Yeah. That is scary, isn't it?
What's scary is I'm still here.
You are. Because of this torture that you make us all, make me go through.
Well, now that you got that new watch,
I know, I'm gonna...
You can sign up for the Galloway Half in December.
Yeah.
I have a Training Peaks account, and I've already put a half marathon training schedule on it. A Hal Higdon one that starts like 12 weeks before the half. So it'll start either the end of August or first part of September. Must be September.
More than 12 weeks. And the heat is just...
Okay, we're going to switch to my heart rate. See how long it takes to have to walk.
I know, but if I wear my heart rate, it'll probably be different than your heart rate.
Well, it should be.
No.
It's warm today.
Very humid.
What did the temperature say on the way out here? You know?
Well, in my car it said 97, but...
Oh, that sounds good.
But every year, we get shirts, are we? For the Kaiser that I work.
Uh-huh.
And this year, I think...
How many years have you done that, Rich?
Oh, my gosh. Since I've been there, well, really even longer. I've been there 14 years.
Uh-huh.
Four of those were contracted, but I still did it when I was contracted.
Right.
So, I don't think I've ever missed one.
Oh.
14 years.
Yeah.
But.
What are you slowing down for?
I would walk.
Okay.
They always try to do fun shirts that have our you know, our business name, so everybody. So last year, it said, has a picture of a silhouette runner on the back, and it said, I thought you said rum.
Oh, rum.
But this year, I've been asking for tie-dye for the last, I don't know how long.
Yeah.
And she told me that they might be doing tie-dye for me this year.
So, well, now you've got pull.
Maybe.
You didn't before.
I've been asking before. So I'm hoping that I get
yeah, but you weren't a VP before.
That is correct. But, and it says something
no Wi-Fi.
Like, I don't know, like something to do with dye, get it tie-dye. Uh-huh. So, I don't know how they'll have some kind of cute saying about running and dying.
Oh, running and dying. Tie not to die while you're running.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. So, I gotta look good in my tie-dye shirt.
I see.
When we were walking at lunch, there was like maybe a breeze for a minute. And one of the ladies I walk with said, ooh, is that fall that I feel? We're like, I don't think so.
It's been pretty humid lately.
Very humid. It's very, very humid.
Guy came out to the golf course today who was out in, I think it was in Arizona. And he said it was like 102 when he was out there. But
no
it didn't compare anything to this. He said, this will kill you.
Yeah, I know.
He said, we don't have any humidity. He says, you sweat and it evaporates.
Yeah.
Said here, you just die.
Yeah. I'm not used to being out in this. I can imagine that it's very hard for people.
Since I figured we weren't going to get to run yesterday, I went out and walked yesterday morning over at Mountain Park for 3.1 miles.
Yeah.
And then, later on in the evening, it cleared up over here, and I thought, well, maybe I'll go run. And then I said, nah.
Yeah, I was going to say, that thought didn't even cross my mind. So.
It crossed my mind, but it went by real quick. It went, whew.
Well, I thought about doing the elliptical, but...
Because I'd done 3.1 of walking, and I had my 10,000 steps in for the day. So.
Well, hopefully I'll have mine today.
Well, you had 7,000 before we started this.
So I will.
Yeah. Of course, but I already have. Let's see what
sure
I got. I've got 14,700 right now.
But, watch. And I don't know the exact time. But if I'm sitting for any length of time,
it'll tell you to move.
It beats my arm.
And tells you to move, right?
It tells me to move.
Yeah, mine does that.
And well, my other one I thought was supposed to do that, but it didn't do it.
You have to
I
set it up to do it.
One.
Probably.
But so
if you get up and do about 250 steps, it'll go away. What's bad is I got home from the golf course today, and I had like 11,000 steps, and I sat down, and it goes, bzz, move. And I'm going, what?
Well, when I get in the car in the morning, it beeps several times by the time I get to work.
Oh, yeah, but it takes you forever to get to work.
Yeah. So, and school starts Friday, so. Yeah,
it'll be even worse, right?
Yep.
Yep.
And I'm already leaving. Today I left at 10 till 6. And it was, you know, I don't want to leave any earlier. So, I figure that's my time I'm leaving.
Uh-huh.
If I'm late, I'm late. it's already an hour and 40 minutes before I have to be at work.
Okay.
It'll be interesting to see when I get to 10,000 steps what kind of celebration my watch will do.
Oh, it does a celebration?
Fireworks at 5,000 at this point, because 5,000 was my goal, so I don't know.
Do you have a icon for walking on there?
Yep.
So you
Oh, no, it's running. It only has running.
Oh.
But I've used that one for... It's got running, swimming, golf.
Right.
It's got...
Cycling.
I think it has weight type stuff.
Yeah. What I do is I go on Garmin Connect and hit my workout and change it to walking. And then it doesn't count as running. Because it'll add up in your running.
Well, that's okay with me.
And you're like Joe. He even does his bicycling and running. Makes him look fast.
Yep. Well, if I just do it in running, then it makes me look slow.
Well, yeah. See, he does all of his stuff in running.
Right.
So he'll have 25-minute mile running.
So, I could probably give you your Garmin Forerunner back.
My 220? Yeah.
Is it a 220 or a 420?
220.
Are you sure?
I know. Do you have this kind of heart rate? I mean, that with the things?
Yep.
That'll do your... How long your feet are off the ground and everything.
I don't really care.
How much... You strike on one foot more than the other.
I mean, I guess it would be interesting to see. I might be one-legged.
Well, my right foot, it'll say 50.9.
Right.
And the left leg, 49.1.
Oh, so not much, huh?
But then I go, well, how do I correct that?
And then you go, well, I'm on one leg.
And it'll give you how long you're in the air, like when you're running and both feet are off the ground. And it'll also give you the percentage, like your stride length.
Right. Now, will it?
It'll go your stride length, and then it'll give you, like when you're vertical in the air, how much of your stride length. Like the last time I did it, it was like 9%. Of my stride was...
I reached my second goal.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, which I'm guessing is 10,000. But it just beeped and I have my timer showing, so...
And you want... When that happens, you want lower percentage of your forward motion. Because that means you're going up and down and wasting forward.
So that's where that... what are that running that people do? Not Pilates running, but...
Chi running?
What is chi running? Oh, yeah, they're having that...
National night out.
Oh, that was last night.
Missed it. It rained anyway.
Oh, yeah. I don't know, by the time that started, it might have been done.
I'm glad we didn't come down here. Because it would have been jam-packed. You're cheating. You get 3 or 4 extra steps.
No, I have to.
What?
Get out of the mud and keep these clean because I got to wash my other one. This one's rubbing a blister on my heel.
You must not have it cinched up tight enough. Make sure.
I'd rather have a blister than my feet fall asleep. So, and the blister, it hasn't been hurting until...
We got 3 more minutes before we turn around.
Until I popped it.
Yeah.
Now it's probably going to get sore because it's the underneath part that's rubbing.
Well, I don't have any races scheduled between now and December.
Oh, you don't?
No, so I need to...
When is that race?
Look something. Which one?
December what?
Like the 11th, maybe. It's on a Sunday.
I will be out of town the first weekend.
Well, this is like the second weekend.
Because I have training in Las Vegas.
Yeah. Training.
I do, really.
We'll just do this loop and go back. That way we can... Well, we'll finish before we have to do the loop in Lilburn Park. And I'll switch to 15 and 15 over here because we'll be going up, which you hate. But see, we ought to be doing this every time we run. That way you get some hill training in. Because this is a good hill over here.
If I would do my neighborhood, I would get hills.
Yeah.
However,
going uphill, we'll never go down into the zone. Oh, it just went in.
What? They're starting construction on my area.
Uh-huh.
So starting next week, I don't think I can do it till Tuesday, but Monday, Wednesday, Friday. But next week's an exception because we're just moving out of that. I'll be working at North Metro, which is about 40 miles
close. Boggs Road?
Yeah. So, I am going to try to run some in the morning as well.
Well, that's good.
So, as if I get up at 6:15, I can...
See, I've had this theory to get up a half hour earlier and just go out for a walk in the morning.
Yeah, but it hasn't...
But I haven't done it.
I know, you're like me. And I'm saying that today, but we'll see.
Because I end up staying up later than I wanted to. And then I go, well, I'm going to change my clock so I can sleep a little later.
Right.
So, it never works.
Yeah.
Because it's cool in the morning, it's dark.
No, I don't know why.
Go out there and just have a leisurely walk. Get some extra steps in right at the start of the day.
Yeah,
this is really a pretty good loop to do. It's not as steep as some of the hills at Stone Mountain. See, we could come and park over here and run from here, because right over there is shade every afternoon.
Oh, yes.
I've done that before. Parked over here. Okay. Run the other way.
I don't know how to get here.
You come up Stone Mountain Lilburn Road?
Is that...
Where you get off at Hugh Howell?
I get off at Hugh Howell and I turn right.
Yeah, BP station?
Yes.
Well, you just come up to Rockbridge and turn to the left. It comes right to this. And then you go past the park and turn in up there. There's like a little jewelry place, a little house that does custom jewelry.
Oh my gosh.
What?
It's hot.
We'll be getting in the shade right here. Over there. There might be one up at the top of the hill too. See that restroom up there? Yeah, I got to look at some of the calendars and see some short races between now and December. Just run some short ones to try to get some speed.
Yeah.
I keep getting slower and slower.
Oh wow. At least you're doing it. That's what I say.
Yeah, but then it's harder to pick up the pace in a race.
I don't know. I'm almost liking your heart rate better.
That's because it's probably above, it's 136 right now. It's supposed to be 124 is the high.
Yeah.
It's easier to go uphill this way.
I want to get to the water fountain.
Well, we go across the road, and I'm sure there's one in this area. Should be one at that restroom. I've got 2.63 miles.
2.61.
That's pretty close. Oh no, they're working.
Oh, but they're hot as crud.
Well, it takes a minute. Water is good.
Is it going?
Yep. That's for filling the dog bowl. Good water. and look at from right there, it's downhill all the way to the bridge. You'll be able to fly. I'll be at the golf course Saturday. There's a tournament with 144 players and another tournament with like 32.
I'll be fishing. We have our championship the last day of September, the 1st of October, so we're starting.
What lake?
Hartwell.
Hartwell?
Yep.
Okay, you ready?
Yep.
Okay. Huh?
You're much better.
Going downhill?
And getting some
water.
Air. Yeah, water on my face.
So you come in right over here.
And that's if I turn left at that
at Rock Bridge.
Light at the angles.
At angles, turn left.
And it comes down to here?
Yeah.
Oh.
There's that little jewelry place here on the corner. And all those cars backed up, so you ought to be able to turn in easy.
Yeah.
Because they're all stuck in traffic.
No one's playing Pokemon Go over here.
No, they're all congregated at Lilburn Park.
I know.
You can hear a lot of traffic over here. Because this trail runs right next to the road all the way down to the bridge. You got any 5Ks out near where you live?
I don't know. I need to look. Well, yes.
So I'd rather go that direction than go towards town.
There's one in Hartwell's, the 13th, which is one that I do run
13th
every year.
13th of what?
Next of August, 14th. Whatever that next Saturday is, not this Saturday, but next Saturday.
Oh.
But.
Did it go out on the dam?
No, that's the last one I ran.
Oh.
Oh yeah, that's the last one I ran, and it is in April.
That one's a flat race, isn't it?
Yes. And you start on the South Carolina side if you're doing the 5K.
Uh-huh.
And you run across the dam and finish on the Georgia side. If you're doing the 10K, start on the Georgia side,
run to South Carolina and come back.
And it's totally flat, but that's the last race I ran. And then there's one there in August, the Wet and Wild. They have a Wet and Wild 5K.
Uh-huh.
It's in conjunction with Wet and Wild Weekend, which is a big old jet ski competition.
Uh-huh.
And
anywhere near your house up
right,
there?
Right by my house, actually, on the same road. Well,
that parking area that's past where you turn off to go to your house?
Yes, if you went straight.
Yeah.
That ends in the Long Point, and that's
right.
Where it is.
Oh.
And
so you don't even have to.
No, I could.
You walk over there.
Well.
Or ride in your boat.
Yeah, I could. But the thing is, I leave for my convention at National Harbor, Maryland, that weekend, and so I can't run it this year.
I see.
But I plan to run all over around
Maryland,
where I'm going to be staying on the Potomac at the Gaylord, and
is that near D.C.?
Yes. So we should be doing lots of walking and running. I have a girl that's going with me that when we went to Nashville for that convention, we got up every morning and walked and ran, so
yeah,
that'll be good. Because when we go out of town on business, we have to eat out, and it's very hard to eat healthy.
Eat salads.
Yeah, but then you get sick of salads. And when you go to
I've been going to Chick-fil-A and getting their Cobb salad. That is so good.
Well, have you had kale?
No.
There? It's good. There's a kale. They're little.
Wendy's has three or four big salads And you can get a half one?
Yes, I know.
Those are good. I get those.
But when you're somewhere where they got good seafood and stuff you don't eat normally, it's hard. Because we went to Pittsburgh in June. And you know, we
What kind of seafood do they have in Pittsburgh?
They don't have seafood, but they have, I don't know what they're called.
River fish.
There are these other kind of things that they put French fries and gravy on everything.
Oh, yeah. French fries and gravy?
Sandwiches have
French fries and gravy?
French fries on them, and sandwiches have.
That's
weird.
Or
you can get just French fries and gravy. So, you know, we got to try all the local stuff.
French fries and gravy on a sandwich. That's kind of, that's a sloppy one to pick up. Must eat it with a fork. Don't see any trolls today.
Nope. So.
Hear the train coming.
I mean, I'm going to try to be good. Don't get me wrong.
Joe's even starting to eat salads. I think
really?
He's lost like 14 pounds.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
His doctor probably tells
No.
Well, I can tell you from personal experience, because
it's a lot easier to run when you weigh less.
Yes. And Publix had Cokes on sale, 12 packs of Coke.
So you had to buy them.
So I got 3 12 packs of Coke, and I love Coke.
Yeah.
But
it's like 220 calories.
I don't normally drink Coke, and I've been having one like every day, and I think I've gained who knows what.
So, are they 20 ounces?
The cans, regular cans.
Oh, 12 ounce cans?
They're 120 calories. But
it's probably 120 calories for 8 ounces.
Probably.
Read the label. They they do trickery.
Yeah.
They'll go 1.5 servings.
Yeah.
One serving, 120 calories.
Yeah. So, anyway.
So then you add 60 more and you got 180.
I gotta stop drinking Coke. But canned Coke.
What was that?
Canned Coke is the absolute best.
Yeah.
Of all Cokes. 2 liters, bottle Coke, any pot. Any kind of Coke.
Well, we're still recording.
Canned Coke is the best. Especially when it's ice cold.
I like Coca-Cola's too.
Yeah. And I told myself this morning.
When?
I said, self? No. I said, when you can pour Coke on car battery cables.
To clean them?
To clean them. What does that do?
That gives you an idea, right?
Yeah. I said, if I just think of that every time I want to get a Coke, at least today I will have over 5 miles. Maybe 6.
We should get a little over 4 doing this. Yeah. So I think we're averaging under 14 minute pace. Yeah. 13 something. 13:37. I remember when we used to go out to Stone Mountain to do our long runs, and we'd try to slow down and do 13:30s.
I know.
Now it's like trying to speed up to do a 13:40.
Breathe.
Huh?
There's no breathe.
Oh.
But I haven't had any.
It's got to be over 90 today.
Knock on wood. No.
Don't you think?
Foot falling asleep or ankle or calf pain.
I ran on the trail out at Stone Mountain last Thursday. Yeah. And I wore my Brooks trail shoes, my ASRs. And I've been wearing Hokas and these Altras.
Yeah.
And these Altras have zero heel lift.
Right.
And the Hoka's got like 4 millimeters. Well, the Brooks have like 12 or something.
Yeah.
It was like running in high heels.
Uh-huh.
Felt like I was running on my toes.
Right.
But my heel was hitting the ground.
Right.
Just weird.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you do the Galloway thing, you can go to that podcaster meetup too.
Oh, yay.
What do you mean, oh, yay?
Yeah.
It's fun.
If I want to try to find somebody to be connections with on here, is there a place? Because my friend at work that walks at lunch, she's got a Garmin. But it's
you know
not
her.
This.
You know her.
No, I gotta ask her tomorrow.
Oh, she might even not be on
she
Garmin Connect.
Because she just really does it for steps, but I'll make her go get on it.
You just find whatever, like your Bass Girl.
Yeah.
Well, you find out whatever she is. And you just type it in and it pops up, and then you send a request to to connect. Yeah, I'm on Garmin Connect. I'm on Strava. I'm on that Runkeeper, Daily Mile.
Now,
and a lot of them you can get it where.
It'll upload it.
Well, when you Garmin Connect, will send it to the other apps, so you don't have to go in and do it.
So, as I start, I can see what I can do from this birthday to next birthday.
Do what?
If I start doing a workout thing on here, my doing my Fitness Pal.
Uh-huh.
See what.
All from when your birthday
what
was.
What can I accomplish?
In 1 year.
In a year. Yeah, but I didn't. I mean. I know this is not an Apple Watch, but when the phone rang the first
this
time,
isn't either.
I went and I answered it, and I'm going, hello?
You can't talk on the...
<I know. laughs> And I had to go hurry up and find my phone because it answers my phone.
You can answer it?
Yeah.
Oh, I've never tried to answer it.
When you hit the green,
uh-huh.
It answers your phone.
Oh.
So I hit the green, and I'm going, hello? And Trent goes... It's not on there. It's not an Apple Watch. Well, and you shouldn't be able to answer it. You should just be able to...
That's the Vivo Fit, right?
This is the Vivo Active.
Vivo Active.
Yeah, this is... And we went on...
Okay.
YouTube.
Uh-huh.
And looked at all the different reviews of this one versus the Fitbit new watch one.
Uh-huh.
And this was...
The Garmins are good watches.
Everyone that we looked at, I mean, there were some minor things like this band, they said wasn't as good as the other one.
Uh-huh.
But as far as the watch functionality, this hands down.
Yeah.
To me.
Don't tap it, it'll do something.
is the better one. There's more training options on it.
Yeah. You know? You can make up your own workouts, too. You don't have to just do the ones that they have in their training program.
Right.
Like this hour one that I've got on here we're doing.
Yeah.
That's one I made.
Like I said, I'm not that IT sophisticated at this point.
I don't think you have to be. If you weren't always in a rush, you'd come over to the house and I could show you stuff. But Miss Busy, Busy Bee.
If I didn't have to drive 2 hours from to and from work, I'd have a lot of extra time.
That's 2 hours each way?
Well, in the evening, absolutely. In the morning, hour and 20.
So you're losing over 3 hours a day driving.
Absolutely.
Good grief.
Yeah. It is.
This way. We got to unwind it.
It is 80 miles difference if I worked at Boggs Road.
In a day?
80 mile difference a day.
Good grief.
Exactly.
How far is it from your house to down where you work by the airport?
68 miles.
So you're going like 140 miles a day.
Yes.
Wow.
So it's 28 miles to Boggs.
Look at all that training time you're wasting.
I know.
You could be a world-class athlete.
I don't know about that. I'm myself out of bed. Let's see what I should do to get up at my same time.
Yep.
And just use that extra time to run and work out or whatever.
Uh-huh.
But but the other day
it beeped
4 miles.
You know it?
Yeah. During this construction, I told him, this is a good test to see how you can do without me.
And my stride is 70.75 meters. You can read all that stuff on your watch. See?
Yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
There.
Okay.
Cadence.
Yeah.
Vertical oscillation. Ground contact time. Yeah. It only right measures ground contact time when you're running, not when you're walking.
Right.
We're doing 269 milliseconds. Mm-hmm. That's not a whole lot, I don't guess.
You only have like 3 minutes, huh?
I know. Must be hotter over here. My heart rate's going down slower. Oh, now we're in the shade. It's dropped three or four beats already.
Yeah,
it's amazing. Oh, my Mac Mini crapped out when I tried to update it and had to take it to Apple to get it redone. Yeah. Well, they reformatted the hard drive and I lost all sorts of stuff.
Oh, really?
And then I re-downloaded a lot of it from Carbonite.
Uh-huh.
And I had an old version of GarageBand, which works good for podcasts.
Right.
It lost that and I can't get it back.
Uh-huh.
So now I'm having to come up with something else to use for doing my podcast. I guess I'll look at Audacity. That's a generic program like that. But new GarageBand is, you can do it, but it's just a pain.
Well,
it's not designed for podcasts. The other one was.
I have not done the update on my phone because I don't want it to get screwed up.
It won't get screwed up. I did my update.
You did?
Yeah, and then my iPad too.
Well, the funny thing, I'm almost going to boycott Apple.
Why?
They took emoji like the gun and turned it into a green squirt gun.
Oh, really? Big deal. They're just trying to be politically correct.
Right.
We're through. Got 4.36 miles.
That's what I got.
Average 13.46.
Now I got 4.36.
Right.
13.49.
Oh, I'm faster than you, running the same distance. But I stopped right at 1 hour. What is your stop at?
1 hour and 16 seconds or something.
That's the difference.
Yeah.
Well, 13.46 isn't too bad.
Yeah.
My theory is anything under 14 nowadays is good. But I do want it to get faster.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, mine reset and went to regular face.
Oh, see, I can download different faces on here, but I haven't.
I've got 15,893 on my Garmin. Let's see what this Fitbit says. It's going to say more. It always does.
I have 15,546.
See, I got 20,684 on my Fitbit. My right arm goes farther than my left arm. I think it's a difference in the stride length that it goes by. What it considers a step, I don't know.
Oh, I got my third goal. See the fireworks?
Oh, yeah. How cool.
Do, 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 do,
and
do,
what
do,
is
do,
your
do.
Third goal?
I guess it's 16.5.
Oh. Well, we finished our workout. We did 4.36 miles in an hour.
16.
And it's time to go ahead and cut the podcast off. Say goodbye.
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 Hey, thanks for listening to today's podcast. We'll be here next time. Keep the emails coming in and be sure to subscribe.